Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Welcome to day 11 of our 21-day Make Room prayer call. Well, we're past the halfway mark, and I pray you're still leaning in, still pressing in, and still making room for God in ways you've never done before. Last week, our focus was make room in us. We dealt with what needed to be removed so God could dwell in us. Well, this week our theme is make room for Him. Now that the space has been cleared, we're recentering our lives around His presence, His word, and His will. On Monday, our word was pause because sometimes the most radical act of faith is to stop striving and simply rest in the fact that God is still God. On Tuesday, our word was prayer, because if pause is the posture, prayer is the practice that keeps us connected to the hub of our lives. On Wednesday, our word was praise, because when we lift our worship, we shift our perspective, and God inhabits the praises of God's people. And now here we are on Thursday, day 11, and our word is practice. Practice. You know, in the spiritual life, there's a huge difference between knowing something and doing it. We can read all the books, listen to all the sermons, and fill up our journals with profound insights. But if we never put it into practice, our lives will not change. A funny story. Years ago, I was at the gym and I noticed a lady walk in. She had everything, workout clothes, clean tennis shoes, a water bottle, a towel, and even her earbuds. She was ready. She looked the part. She went over to one of the machines, set up her phone, and pressed play on a workout video, I'm guessing from her trainer. She stretched a little, did a couple moves while glancing at her screen, snapped a few selfies, and then she left. Y'all know I'm nosy, or should I say observant. I said to myself, now she showed up. She got the right gear on. She watching her trainer. She has access to everything she needs. But the problem was, she never actually did the work. She left looking the part, but nothing in her body changed because she never practiced, get this, what she had access to. And I wonder how many of us treat our spiritual lives the same way. We show up to church. We've got the Bible app on our phones. We've got notebooks full of sermon notes. We know all the right words to say, but if we don't put any of it into practice, if we don't live it out in our decisions, in our habits, in our relationships, nothing changes. That's why James said in our key verse, James 1:22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Because spiritual maturity doesn't come by exposure. It comes by practice. I want you to tuck what I'm about to say in your memory box today. The spiritual life is not a photo shoot. It's a workout. You see, a photo shoot is all about appearances. You pose, you smile, you angle the light just right, and then you walk away unchanged. You may look the part in the picture, but nothing in your body shifts because posing doesn't build muscle. But a workout is sweat. A workout is repetition. A workout is discipline. A workout is showing up when you don't feel like it and pushing through even when it hurts. A workout builds strength over time. And that's the same with the spiritual life. We don't grow because we can quote scripture. We grow because we practice living it. We don't mature because we know the songs. We mature because we practice worship even when life is hard. We don't get stronger because we heard a sermon. We get stronger because we practice the word we heard when Monday comes. That's why Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, train yourself to be godly. Not entertain yourself, not impress yourself, not even just inform yourself, but train yourself, because godliness doesn't come by exposure. It comes by practice. And here's where a lot of us struggle. We want the results of the practice without putting in the work of practice. We want peace, but we don't want to practice stillness in the middle of our storms. We want patience, but we don't want to practice trusting God's timing when things are moving slow. We want gentleness, but we don't want to practice biting our tongue in the middle of a conflict. We want a faith that moves mountains, but we don't want to practice believing for the daily bread. And this is exactly what our key verse for today, James 1:22, warns us about. It says, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. That phrase, prove yourselves, is written in the present imperative. In other words, James is saying this is not a one-time act. It's an ongoing lifestyle. Don't just try it once. Don't just do it when it's convenient. Don't just wait until Sunday morning. He's saying, keep on practicing, keep on doing, keep on living it out. But prove yourselves doers. I love the word doers. It comes from the Greek word poietes. It's the same Greek word used for a poet. This word carries with it the idea of creativity, such as a poet whose personality includes a creative flair. James is telling us that if we can't easily think of a way to do what has been preached to us, we got to get creative. And this is what I love about Christianity. God is not asking you to be a carbon copy of somebody else's faith. You don't have to practice the way I practice. You don't have to pray the way your grandmother prayed. You don't have to study the word the way your pastor studies. You don't have to give the way somebody else gives. That's where so many of us get stuck. We stop practicing because we think, well, I can't pray an hour like Sister So-and-so. I can't read five chapters a day like Brother So-and-so. I can't fast like they fast or sing like they sing. But James is telling us, get creative. Maybe you don't have an hour to pray in the morning before work, but can you pray while you drive? Can you turn off the radio and turn that commute into your sanctuary? Maybe you can't read five chapters in one sitting, but can you chew on one verse all day and let it shape your thinking? Maybe you can't give what someone else gives, but can you give faithfully, consistently, cheerfully with what God has placed in your hands? Because church, the goal is not to mimic somebody else's practice. The goal is to let the word become flesh in your life. Practice looks different in every season, but the principle is the same. Find a way to do the word. Because at the end of the day, God isn't grading you on how well you copied someone else's routine. He's looking at how faithfully you practice what God gave you. If he gave you 5 minutes in the morning, did you practice turning that 5 minutes into worship? If he gave you one verse, did you practice living that verse instead of waiting until you had the whole chapter memorized? If he gave you an opportunity to forgive, did you practice forgiveness? Or did you practice holding on to the grudge? If he gave you a little, did you practice being faithful with a little so he could trust you with more? Because here's the truth. Some of you aren't growing, not because you don't love God, but because you're too busy trying to copy somebody else's practice. You're busy trying to pray like them, study like them, give like them, worship like them. And when you can't keep up, guess what? You quit. But what if the problem isn't your hunger? What if the problem is your approach? What if instead of being busy trying to fit into somebody else's rhythm, God is calling you to be creative in finding your own rhythm? Because growth doesn't come from busyness. It comes from being creative in obedience. You don't need a 2-hour prayer closet if you will turn your 20-minute commute into a sanctuary. You don't need to memorize 7 chapters a day if you will let one verse saturate your spirit and reshape your choices. You don't need a stage and a microphone to practice praise. You can praise while washing dishes, folding clothes, or walking the halls at work. Some of you are exhausted trying to carry practices that don't fit your season, when God is simply saying, be creative. Find a way to do the word with what I've given you right now. Because practice is not about looking like someone else. Practice is about faithfully working with what you've got, where you are, until Christ is formed in you. So bottom line, you ain't got no excuses. This isn't about guilt. It's about freedom. It's the freedom to stop trying to be someone else and start faithfully becoming who God made you to be. It's the freedom to know that your small, consistent acts of obedience, that 5-minute prayer in the car, that one verse you chew on all day, are just as powerful in God's eyes as someone else's 2-hour ritual, because the goal isn't the ritual. The goal is Christ being formed in you. And that can only happen by practice. So get creative. Get creative when the world tells you there's no time to pray, to pause, to praise. Find a way. Turn off the radio on your commute and have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest cry and answer by and by. Use the 5 minutes you have waiting in line at the grocery store. Whisper a silent prayer in the middle of a stressful meeting, because practice is about making room for God with the time you have, not the time you wish you had. Get creative. Get creative when your emotions tell you to worry and complain. Find a way. When you feel anxiety rising, practice gratitude instead. When you feel a complaint coming on, find one thing to praise God for. When you want to talk about your problem, find a way to talk about the God who is bigger than your problem. Get creative. Get creative when your schedule is overloaded and your energy is low. Find a way. God doesn't need a perfect performance. He needs a faithful heart. He's not looking for a 2-hour marathon when you only have 10 minutes. He's just looking for you to show up and letting what you know become what you do. If you know that God is your provider, then practice trusting him with your money instead of stressing out about it. If you know that God is your healer, then practice calling on his name before you call everybody else. If you know that God is your peace, then practice stealing your soul instead of letting worry run you wild. If you know that God is your protector, then practice walking in courage instead of living in fear. If you know that God is your shepherd, then practice following his lead instead of always running with your own. Because knowledge without practice is empty. But when you practice what you know, it becomes real. It becomes alive. It becomes your lifestyle. And James says that's how you stop deceiving yourself and start living in the freedom of the word. So today, if you know it, do it. If you believe it, practice it. If you've heard it, live it. Because practice is where faith grows legs and walks into real life. And I don't know about you, but I don't want a faith that just sounds good on paper. I want a faith that walks with me into Monday morning. I don't want a word that just fills my notebook with sermon notes. I want a word that fills my decisions. I don't want to just shout over it on Sunday. I want to stand on it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So let today be the day that you get creative and find a way to do it. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm just asking you to show up, to be obedient. I'm not asking you to have it all figured out. I'm just asking you to show up to practice, because every act of obedience, no matter how small, is a step toward freedom. It's an opportunity for God to meet you in your weakness and transform it into strength. It's a chance for you to stop just hearing the word and start living it. So before you leave this call, let's take a moment and find that one thing you're going to practice today. Is it trusting God with a difficult conversation? Is it choosing gratitude in a frustrating moment? Is it walking in courage instead of fear? Whatever it is, find it and commit to it. Because practice is where a spiritual truth becomes a personal reality. And as you put in the work, God will meet you there. God will honor your obedience. He will prove himself faithful just as he always has. So today, let's stop making excuses and start making room. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for the reminder that faith is not just what we hear, but what we do. Thank you for your word that challenges us, convicts us, and calls us higher. Thank you that you're not looking for perfection, you're looking for obedience. Lord, we confess that too often we've been hearers and not doers. We've taken notes but not taken steps. We've shouted amen but failed to walk it out. So forgive us, Lord, for the times we've settled for inspiration without discipline and information without transformation. Today, we declare no more excuses. So give us the courage to be creative. Give us the creativity to find a way. When life feels too busy, help us to carve out space. When fear tells us we can't, remind us that your spirit empowers us. When comparison makes us feel less than, remind us you're only asking us to be faithful with what you've placed in our hands. So today we commit to showing up. Whether it's 5 minutes in the car, one verse in the middle of the day, a whispered prayer in the break room, or a song of praise while cooking dinner, help us to practice your presence in everyday moments. And Lord, honor every act of obedience, no matter how small. Turn our practice into progress. Turn our weakness into strength. Turn our hearing into doing until Christ is fully formed in us. And now, Lord, as we walk into this day, we ask for your covering hand of protection. Go before us and surround us on every side. Give us traveling mercies on the road. Guard us from accidents, delays, distractions. Protect us as we drive, as we ride, as we walk, and as we work. Be with those headed to doctor's appointments today. Let your healing power and your peace meet them in the waiting room. Be with those sitting in classrooms. Give them focus, clarity, and understanding. Be with those stepping into workplaces. Cover them from toxic environments. Give them wisdom in their decisions and let their light shine in every conversation. So everybody on the call, I want us to declare it today. Our daily declaration. I want you to repeat after me. Today, I will practice the word. I will not just hear it. I will live it. I will not just know it. I will do it. I will not copy anyone else's rhythm. I will get creative and find a way. No excuses, no comparison, Just consistent steps of obedience. And as I practice, Christ is being formed in me. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. I want everybody to shout, amen, amen. Hey, listen, I pray the call was a blessing to you today. Get creative. Find a way. Find a way to share the call. It'll be on our website uploaded this morning at gracechurchal.com. And listen, I am praying for you. I am rooting for you. So be watchful, be mindful, be present, be creative, and be encouraged. Peace.